Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contained pornography. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
SolarWinds is the software company providing the U.S. government with security on their computers. A major flaw allowed suspected Russian hackers to get in and exploit some of the highest levels of government. USA Radio News' Tim Berg digs deeper.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, saying,
if Russia is going to do these type of things against our system, and then we ought to be very aggressive to make sure that, one, they get no benefit out of it, and actually they're harmed out of it. You can't let this sit here and just say, oh, please don't do it again.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thursday night football was played in the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Raiders in overtime 30-27. Scoring the winning touchdown, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert started the year as the MVP in the Oregon Ducks Rose Bowl win. After the game, he tells Fox Sports the secrets of his success.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed, and I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates, and they've done such a great job of battling this year, and I'm really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers are out of playoff contention. The Las Vegas Raiders' playoff hopes look like a bridge too far as their record drops to 7-7. Russian violations have led to harsh penalties on Russian Olympians that will eliminate their flag and anthem at the next Olympics. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Russian athletes will not be able to use their country's flag or anthem at the next two Olympic Games or any world championships. The Court of Arbitration for Sport issued the ban Thursday that comes following revelations of Russia's state-sponsored doping program. The CAS came short of outright banning Russian athletes from all international competitions, instead allowing them to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing if they had not been implicated in the doping scandal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 were postponed for the first time in their history. The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will now be held on July 23, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
sound? Well, hello, America. Glad to have you along with us as we celebrate the holidays, the holy days, if I might say. Good to have you with us, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and one of our favorite historians of all time, Bill Fetter, is with us, and we're going to talk about celebrating America's holy days in the face of a pandemic and all this civil confusion that has taken place. You know, what has history taught us about times such as this? Bill Fetter, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc., is with us now. Hey, Bill, how are we doing, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Bill, Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Well, here we are in the midst of a pandemic, a crazy year, Bill. You know, you look back just in this year alone. Of course, we could probably look back the last 4 years during the Trump experience. What our country has come down to, and, you know, going into this year, you know, things looked pretty robust. And, you know, then comes an impeachment. Well, actually, finishing up fourth quarter of last year, impeachment got underway. That took us into the new year. We're battling through that. And then we deal with COVID, and that's going crazy. And as if that's not enough and our hands aren't full enough because the Democrats, there was no way that they had to do something to bust the balloon of Donald Trump and the momentum that he had garnered with the economy and everything that was going so favorable for most Americans. Then comes George Floyd. And George Floyd was kind of like that added catalyst to ignite things, bring people to the street, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. And, you know, it's just and meanwhile, we're still dealing with COVID. But meanwhile, the president says, hey, look, we got to stay focused and do Operation Warp Speed. And here we are. I mean, the fact that we have a vaccine right now in less than a year, this is nothing short of a miracle, Bill, is it?
Well, there's been lots of crises, and we've successfully gotten through those in the past. And, you know, if you quick zoom out, you look at all of world history, every generation's had a crisis. Mm-hmm. Now, they are taking more of a global dimension that they've never had before. But you have Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, bubonic plague. Each one is of the utmost severity to that generation. And my attitude is it sort of a self-sorting out of the sheep and the goats? It's not the ultimate sorting out of sheep and goats, right?
Right.
But it's like it lets the person reveal whose side they're on.
Yes.
You can either be part of the problem, ignore the problem, or try to bring God's love and comfort, stand up for righteousness, defend the defenseless. It sort of reveals, you know, freshman chemistry class, you'd have a beaker with a solution and you'd pour in a catalyst and there would be a reaction and some stuff would precipitate, fall to the bottom. Others would turn into bubbles and float to the top. And the era we live in is the the beaker with the solution. The crisis is the catalyst, and all
yes.
it does is reveal what's already mm-hmm. been there the whole time. And so this is our turn to step up to the plate.
Well, you bring up a good point here, and I hope people caught that, and that is the sifting of, the wheats and the tares, whatever you want to call it, goats and sheep, and, what side you're on. And I believe that there's some soul searching going on, because I have to say this, from what I'm hearing across the country, Bill, we are in the midst of this. People are instinctively looking up, and they're looking up because they know they don't have the answer, but God does.
Yeah, I almost think that's the purpose of it. God loves us. He wants us to love him back. Love, by definition, must be voluntary. The moment it's forced, it evaporates. God does not need our love, but he wants it. And so he has plan A and plan B. This is my deep theology here.
Okay.
Plan A is he blesses us so much we turn to him out of gratefulness. If that doesn't work, there's plan B. He withholds the blessings and we turn to him out of desperation. He can't force us, because the moment he would force us, it would no longer be a love response. But
right.
for most of American history, he's blessed us, and we've thanked him. We have mm-hmm. him on our coin, on our pledge, days of Thanksgiving. But recently, no matter how much we've been blessed, we've been kicking him out of everything.
Exactly.
And I ask people, if you were God, what would you do?
Right. Well, and you bring up a good point here. It's as if it's all baked into the recipe here. You follow God's way, like the conversation. I echo this. I mean, I hear this, this admonition echoing through the millennia in the conversation between God and Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, those are the bumpers of holiness and, doing right, doing righteous, doing those things that reflect God, not our own humanity and our own selfishness. If we make those right choices, we will get right results. We've been reaping what we have sown, and to your point, instinctively, people know something's wrong. And I've heard people talk about, well, we need revival. Well, you can't have revival without repentance. First of all, we have to reconcile ourselves to what we've done with God and how we have violated godly principles. We can get our spiritual acts on track, and then the country and our families and our marriages will follow, will they not?
Yeah, I think you're hitting it right on the head there. And mm-hmm. I like to look at things from a biblical and historical perspective. If God blesses us while we're in sin, he would be effectively showing consent to the sin. And in the law, there's a concept, silence equals consent. The wedding ceremonies, where the minister says, anybody against this wedding, speak now or forever hold your peace. So if you're sitting there silent, holding your peace, your silence is actually giving consent to the wedding. And so if God blesses us when we're in sin, he would effectively be giving consent to the sin. If he gives consent to the sin, he's no longer a just God.
Exactly.
He denies his very nature. He denies himself.
Mm-hmm.
So his very nature is being pushed here, and so the gospel is that he provides the lamb, Jesus. We're celebrating Christmas, the birth mm-hmm. of Christ, that God's only son became the lamb to take the judgment so that he could maintain his being just in that he
yes.
judges the sin, but he's loved in that he provided the lamb to take the judgment.
And that's our choice to make. Do we accept the sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf and be in communion with God once again, and be reconciled in such a way to where we're not the effect of this chaos? Because dare I say, Bill, even in the midst of this right now, there are you have that remnant that have so much hope and love of God that they're not quite as affected. It's kind of like the difference of what happened with the children of Israel while they were in Egypt, and Egypt was being judged, right? There was a clear differentiation.
We're into the Christmas holidays, and I wrote a book on the history of St. Nicholas and Christmas traditions, but a whole lot of it goes back to crises in early generations, even during the Roman Empire persecution of Christians, and maybe we can share a little on that.
Yeah, let's do that, because we're coming down to about the last 30 seconds here, so we're going to go to break. I always appreciate this time with Bill Fetter. He has become such a dear friend, you know, for his wisdom, his insight, his knowledge of history. I mean, every time I'm around him, I got to have a pen and paper or some sort of recording track to, to catch the golden nuggets that he so easily spells out to us. So we've got more from Bill Fetter. Get ready to take more notes after
the
this.
Final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Today I'm reaching out specifically to men with a proposal for how you can do something to help share the gospel by not doing something. Let me explain that. Once again, we're issuing our unique Year Beard Challenge. We're looking for men who are willing to stop shaving and grow beard throughout 2021. If you're not into beards, you can choose to stay away from the barber and let your hair grow Nazarite fashion to help raise awareness and support for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcasts in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can sign up to grow their beards or head hair for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months with the ultimate goal of making it possible for more people to hear about Jesus in their own language.
To learn more about how you or someone you know can help the Tide Ministry share the gospel by simply putting away your razor and telling people why, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time.
Hey, isn't it? I love this time of year. And, you know, as we were talking with Bill Fetter from American Minute and, you know, all the great things he does, the historian and writer. And, you know, it's just always a joy when we have Bill here because we can talk about, you know, things that, for us to remember our history is so important. And also to realize that at the center of all this is God himself. I mean, we start out this season with thanksgiving, you know, to be grateful and thankful for what we have. And as we go in the season, even though it's with COVID and all that we're dealing with, the creativity of people, what I'm reading about, Bill, how creative people are becoming, whether it's with Zoom, finding ways to still have some contact. We are learning in this process that being lonely is not a whole lot of fun. And that can create all kinds of problems. And people are finding way to, you know, kind of bridge that loneliness, whether it is with Zoom or like I was talking with another gal that gifts people in her neighborhood, particularly people that are home alone, you know, elderly, retired people that haven't had a chance to connect with their grandchildren. And they're just, cooking up their favorite recipes and, you know, ringing the door and, you know, kind of a ring and dash kind of thing and leaving a plate of holiday cookies. I mean, what a neat way to express love this holiday season, huh?
Oh, it is. And I actually put together a book. It's called There Really is a Santa Claus, The History of St. Nicholas and Christmas Holiday Traditions. So it goes through where the December 25th date came from, where the Christmas caroling, the Christmas tree, the gift giving, and it's fascinating. You know, people say, well, December 25th really wasn't the date because the sheep couldn't be right in the fields. It's like, no, Jerusalem, they had sheep in the fields every day because they had daily sacrifice, and right. Jerusalem's climate's like Dallas, Texas. But it's interesting. You read the Gospel of Luke, it's John the Baptist's dad, Zacharias, in the temple, and an angel appears to him and says that he's going to have a son to name him John, and John the Baptist. And then in passing, it says that Zechariah was of the course of Abijah. And we said, well, what's that? Well, King David divided the Levites into 24 groups, and each family group or each course took two turns in Jerusalem taking care of the temple for a week. Mm-hmm. And Josephus mentions that when Jerusalem was destroyed, he mentions that the first family was on duty, but we still didn't know the order until the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. And one of the Dead Sea Scrolls is the sacerdotal priestly order of the Levites of the families. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, Abijah is the eighth family. So 8 weeks after we know the Roman date of when the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed, 8 weeks later, well, that would have been the end of September. And so if Zechariah was in the temple end of September, which is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, and then his wife would have gotten pregnant that week, well, 6 months later is March, the end of March, maybe March 25th. And so the Gospel of Luke says that Elizabeth, his wife, was 6 months pregnant when Mary came to visit. And so Mary was visited by the Holy Spirit. She conceived baby Jesus, the Son of God, and Mary visited Elizabeth. And so that means that if Mary had gotten pregnant by the Holy Spirit around March 25th, 9 months later is December 25th. And so there really is a credible proof or evidence of December 25th actually being the date.
Well, there it is. And then, there's so much, that really warms your heart in your book. There really is a Santa Claus, the history of St. Nick and Christmas holiday traditions. This is a thing that is so amazing, like no other holiday, Bill. I mean, the traditions of Christmas, you know, why is it so rich in tradition?
Well, it's neat. The first three centuries of Christianity, the church was birthed into a one-world anti-Christian government, the Roman Empire. And for three centuries, Christians were persecuted, thrown to the lions. They would meet in catacombs. I went to school in Rome and college, would visit the catacombs. They would dig caves underground, that was the Christian experience. So during this time, Nicholas is born in Greece, or what's called Asia Minor. St. Nicholas is to Greeks what St. Peter is to Roman Catholics, what St. Patrick is to the Irish. He's the most popular Greek Orthodox saint. There's more Greek Orthodox churches named after Nicholas than anybody else. You know, and Nick is a typical Greek name. And so a movement sweeps through Christianity at this time and says, look, if you're really Christian, you'll give away your money and separate from the world and live the rest of your life as a hermit in a cave. or join a monastery, we'll never see you again.
Right.
Well, anyway, this movement sweeps through Asia Minor. Nicholas becomes a Christian, and he gives away all his money, but he doesn't want to get the credit for giving away the money, so he does it anonymously at nighttime, throwing the money in the window of poor people. And one story becomes noted. Notable, a merchant in the town of Patara, Asia Minor, had gone bankrupt. And back then, the creditors would come and not only take your house and lands, they'd take your children. It would be a horrible life of slavery, maybe sex trafficking. It still goes on today. I just read where Boko Haram kidnapped 400 school kids in Nigeria. And so Nicholas, the father, the merchant, he's a father. He has three daughters. And they're, you know, early 20s, and they are going to be taken, and he doesn't want, so he has an idea. If he hurries up and marries them off, the creditors couldn't take him, but he doesn't have money for a dowry. So this merchant is all concerned, and Nicholas hears the problem late one night, throws some money in the window. It provides a dowry. The oldest daughter can get married, does it for the second daughter another night. Supposedly the money lands in a shoe or a stocking that's drying by the fireplace. When he throws the money in
for good throw.
Daughter, the dad runs outside and catches him. Nicholas makes him promise not to tell where the money came from. And that's the origin of the tradition of secret gift giving on the anniversary of Nicholas's death, which was December 6th of 343 A.D. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's just a Greek tradition. They have lots of stories about Nicholas confronting Arius, who started the Arian heresy, and slapping him across the face. And there was some governor who was about to execute some people for covering up corruption, and Nicholas goes down to the execution square, grabs the sword out of the executioner's hand, throws it down, and then tells everybody what the corrupt governor did. And they have, you know, different miracle stories of him going to the port and praying, the sea becomes calm so the sailors can get back. Another is they're starving, and he talks the sailors into unloading some grain to feed his people, promises God will bless them, and they say that what was left had multiplied in the hull of their ship, sort of like Elijah and the little widow's meal.
Yes.
And then there's stories of confronting sexual immorality. So nearby was the temple to Diana, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world at Ephesus, 127 huge pillars and temple prostitutes. So Nicholas preaches against this, and the people tear the temple down. So he would have been a fire and brimstone preacher, right?
Exactly.
He dies, and it's just a Greek person until the Muslims invade. And they would destroy churches and libraries and artworks, and they're still doing it today in countries like in Assyria, the ISIS, destroying, you know, the museums. And so the Christians don't want the bones of Nicholas to be trashed, and so they move him over to Italy in the year 1087. The Pope dedicates a church. The Pope's name is Urban II. You know him because he's the one that called for the First Crusade.
Exactly.
And so anyway, so now Nicholas's traditions spread through Italy, and it's so popular that sort of in protest, Francis of Assisi creates the nativity scene. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, donkeys in the manger. In other words, let's get back to the real reason for the season.
Exactly.
Then the Reformation starts, and Martin Luther ends the saint's days. He moves all the gift giving to December 25th, says all gifts come from the Christ child. The German pronunciation of Christ child is Christkindl or Christingle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that comes from.
Here we go. A little bit of history here.
The book, there really is a Santa Claus. It's a fascinating book, and AmericanMinute.com is the website.
And that's where you want to go. And, of course, it's linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com. Bill Federer, as always, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we're going to get through this by God's grace and mercy, right?
Amen. Amen.
You got it, buddy. All right. Take care.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I'm not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contained pornography. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us sharing more of your day. Hey, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Cliff Newmark's going to be joining us in just a moment, the Senior Vice President of Donor Services and Chief of Marketing for Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider. But a little bit of background here, and it's all about COVID-19. As you know, the cases are skyrocketing across the country and the world. As cases rise, the need for convalescent plasma donations rises as well, and right now, there is an emergency need. Distributions of convalescent plasma to hospitals have more than tripled since September. There is concern there won't be enough for all patients without a significant amount of donations. The U.S. Surgeon General, Federal Emergency Management Agency, have designated blood, platelet, and convalescent plasma donation as essential activities during this pandemic. Convalescent plasma can be donated by those who have recovered from the illness, by the way. It contains antibodies that could be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Morning, Bill.
Well, let's talk, first of all, convalescent plasma. Sometimes, maybe for some people, this is the first time they've heard about convalescent plasma. How is it used to help COVID-19, and what is it?
So when someone has recovered from the disease, part of the recovery is to produce antibodies. The antibodies in the person's plasma can then be used for a current hospitalized COVID patient. So they can actually help a COVID patient who's in the hospital today. But in addition, lots of other folks can help. So, for example, if you give blood, we will test your blood for antibodies. And if, in fact, the antibodies are in your blood because maybe you were asymptomatic,
yes,
the plasma from blood donation can actually help a COVID patient as well. So everyone can really help this public health, improve our public health today.
Cliff, any idea as to how many asymptomatic people are out there?
I believe it's on the order of 20% or so. I believe that's about the number. There's quite a few people who have the disease who simply didn't even know about it, and
exactly,
which is why there's an opportunity for people to actually help those in need.
Exactly, and it might be a good idea anyway just to, even if you did give some blood, in the natural course of giving blood, they're going to test it to see if those antibodies are there, right?
That's correct. Yeah, what we'll do is, the reason why we're doing it is if we can test for the antibodies, we'll certainly let the donor know, but really the intent is to have those antibodies then transform that plasma so we can help a COVID patient, and then subsequently that donor can actually donate plasma, which is a little bit of a different procedure, but then that plasma, which actually generates multiple products, can help a patient in need.
Exactly. Well, the U.S., as I reported earlier, U.S. Surgeon General and Federal Emergency Management Agency has designated blood, platelet, and convalescent plasma donation as essential activities. So this is an all-out alert for us, is it not, regarding our nation's blood supply?
Exactly right. Early on in the crisis, we recognized that with stay-at-home orders and limits on gathering, all of that is important for the nation's public health. But we want to make sure that a gathering is not going to a blood drive or giving blood. That is an essential service. If people stop doing that, patients in the hospital will not have what they need. COVID hospitalized patients won't have what they need. And everyday issues, whether it's premature births or traumas, all those patients need blood. So it's important that even amidst these stay-at-home kind of orders, that people go out and give the gift of life to help patients in need.
So the status of the nation's blood is that we're starting to get short?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that people continue to give. The holiday times are difficult. In addition, we've had 16,000 blood drives, and by talent alone, 16,000 blood drives have been canceled as a consequence of the COVID crisis. So it's super important that folks will go out, they can reach out, go to vitalant.org or call 877-25-VITAL to schedule their appointment to give the gift of life to help a hospital patient or potentially a COVID patient.
Well, I'll tell you, these numbers alone, Cliff, speak for themselves and point out exactly why the need is so great right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, as you noted, Bill, 400% increase in the need for convalescent plasma. That's what's happened over the past few weeks. And in fact, one out of every four hospitalized patients for COVID is actually receiving convalescent plasma. So it's very important. We individuals can actually, it's not just the incredible healthcare workers who are providing aid to those patients in the hospital, but actually everyday people can go out and help solve this public health crisis.
Yeah, that really puts you almost in first responder status, even though you may not be at a hospital, but your blood is so needed that's how essential and vital it is right now. We're talking with Cliff Newmark of Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, and we're talking about the state of the country's blood supply, why blood, platelet, and plasma donation is so important right now, and how convalescent plasma works, and how you can donate. Cliff, are there certain blood types more in demand right now than others?
So we always need people to donate blood. During this time, it's important, especially with blood drives canceled, we need people to donate blood. There's certain blood types that are especially needed, and the O blood types, O negative goes to all patients in the hospital, O positive goes to all the positive blood types. Those are the blood types that are especially needed, but all blood donations are needed.
Really? So even a shortness of O positive blood, I got to stretch out my arm. I got to get in line here. You're encouraging me to do this because this pandemic puts us all as participants in the effort to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. Right?
Absolutely. If you've recovered from the disease, you can donate convalescent plasma. If you don't know whether you had it, go donate. donate blood. We will test for the antibodies. We'll let you know. And actually, your convalescent plasma can help someone need, or your blood can actually help a hospital patient. And then you can actually organize a blood drive. You can organize a blood drive at your place of worship or your school or business, or if that's closed, you can actually organize a virtual blood drive. So everyone can help help solve our public health crisis today.
Well, Cliff, that's a call to action. How can our listeners get involved and get more information to do exactly what you're suggesting?
You can go to vitalant.org or call 877-25-VITAL, vitalant.org or 877-25-VITAL, and they can ask, they can schedule their donation appointment, or they can find out information about how to organize a blood drive or a virtual blood drive.
Exactly. Well, Cliff, let's review just a moment here and tell us how it works and how to donate blood, platelets, and plasma.
So it's recommended that you schedule an appointment for a better blood donation experience. Once you schedule your appointment, you'll show up for your appointment. You'll have some reading materials just to ensure everything's okay for you to donate on that day. And then actually we'll do like we call it a mini physical. Where we'll take your blood pressure, your temperature, your pulse, your iron levels, hematocrit levels, and then from there you'll actually have a blood donation, and in that you'll actually, you can either, for a whole blood donation, it's about an hour, for a plasma donation, it's a little longer, it's about an hour and a half, and then you'll have some juice and cookies, and then you recover, and then you're on your way. It's a fantastic way for someone to give back to, and as you said, Bill, to help solve this public health crisis.
Well, this is the kind of problem that requires all, and not so much hands, arms on deck here to give blood, because the status of the nation's blood supply is in such a need right now, and this is essential, and you're putting yourself in the position as a frontline worker. You are needed because all blood types are needed, and as Cliff has pointed out earlier, again, remind everybody the phone number and the website, Cliff.
It's the vitalant.org and 877-25-VITAL, 877-25-VITAL.
Well, Cliff, thank you for being with us. We appreciate all the information. You take care. Have a great holiday, huh?
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President of Donor Services and Chief of Marketing for Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood service provider, exclusively focused on providing comprehensive transfusion medicine services for approximately 1,000 hospitals and their patients. Our gratefulness for Cliff Newmark for coming on and telling us all about it.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
This report is sponsored by the American Medical Association. With the holidays approaching and COVID-19 cases at a record high, America's physicians urge everyone to celebrate responsibly. They ask we celebrate in a safe way to limit the virus's spread and reduce risk. The American Medical Association, the AMA, has some suggestions to help you meet this request. Start by limiting gatherings to just those living in the same household. For those in warmer climates, consider having holiday meals outside. Consider hosting a virtual gathering so people can still see and talk to loved ones. And always follow these three tips. Wear your mask, practice physical distancing, and wash your hands regularly. AMA President, Dr. Susan Bailey.
The holidays are about family, friends, and togetherness. Being apart is a tremendous sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice we should all be making this year toward the goal of defeating this virus and ensuring we're all able to eat and celebrate together again in 2021.
For more, visit ama-assn.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Head-bobbing music, but look at, we like to hear about revival, but, you know, we have to do things in an orderly sort of way, right, Dr. Greg Smalley? I mean, it all starts with repentance if we're going to get to revival, right?
It does, and what a great time this time of the year just to review, and
right.
Here we're heading into a new year, and just to review what kind of where we are spiritually, what we want our relationship with the Lord to look like as we move forward.
Exactly. Dr. Smalley is Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. And, Greg, you're exactly right, and I was sharing with Bill Federer earlier, that, you know, this season, this holy season that is upon us right now is so special, and it starts with an air of thankfulness, with thanksgiving, and then leads us into the Advent weeks that takes us through the process in anticipation of welcoming Jesus. And in that process of welcoming Jesus, I mean, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, it behooves us to do some self-evaluating, doesn't it?
It really does. I love as I've been going through the book of Luke, mm-hmm. I love in the early part of Luke where Mary, so as baby Jesus is in the manger, as everybody's coming and going, I love how she said that it says that Mary pondered all these things in her heart.
Yes.
And a part of that is talking about the gratitude, just that mm-hmm. she kind of stepped back in the midst of all the craziness, in the midst of what was going on in her life. She stepped back, and she mm-hmm. she appreciated the moment that God had laid before her. Mm-hmm. But then there's also a pondering something in your heart also means that you're observing, you're noticing what's going on, and you're taking that deep within your heart. And I think that's great advice as we head into this Christmas season that, you know, why not take those moments, you know, as we're rushing around getting gifts, as we have family, hopefully, perhaps, coming, as all the busyness is taking place around us, just stepping back and just noticing, observing, being grateful for what you're seeing, but taking that all in your heart. Man, what great advice.
Exactly.
What wonderful way that Mary modeled that for us.
And here it is. We're not talking about some elder stateswoman. I mean, we're talking a young girl.
Right.
Who first is, you know, gets the message, you know, from the angel saying, hey, look, you are going to be the mother the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and she ponders that. And then later, you know, goes to meet with her relative Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist. She ponders that. I mean, throughout, you know, the three wise men come, and she ponders this. You know, what is all this that is going on? And it all is all heading to a fixed conclusion that God had established for her life, for Jesus, and the world.
It's so true, and even it says that, uses that phrase again with Mary when she's searching for Jesus as a young man. Remember, he's at the temple and they can't find him.
Right.
And she it says that about her again, and Mary pondered this in her heart. Right. And what I love is just it shows her humility. It shows that she trusted in God. She knew he was in control. And she allowed that humility to drive the appreciation that she allowed to go deep in her hearts. And what I love, see, there's a difference between like memorizing scripture and writing God's word in your heart.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And the difference being that when I read through God's word, if I'm pondering that, if I'm reflecting on that, if I'm meditating on that, see, that's when his word gets written on our heart.
Exactly.
And just, again, Mary did such a great job of showing us that sort of vision.
Mm-hmm. And how that relates, Greg, is that in your own life, in your own purpose, and maybe what you feel like God's maybe revealed to you, about any time of life or an experience, something with your family, your kids, whatever, just go down through the whole line. When you come across his word and that word fits up with what you believe God has told you to do, you ponder on that. You think, oh, God, is this from you? Are you telling me something? You know, do I need to hear this in a more definitive way and a deeper way, as opposed to just saying, well, I've got scripture to read this morning, and then I got to do my daily devotion thing, and I read it, move on, and get on about my business without really looking for that, you know, that special moment, that expression, that revelation that comes to you by the Holy Spirit.
Well, and I love that, because what you're saying is that in the midst of all the busyness, or even in the midst of our routines, I love routines, that there's a way in which that we're stepping back like Mary did, and we're listening.
Yes.
And so we're listening to that still, you know, small voice that God will often use. But this time of the year, it's so easy to not hear that or to ignore that, because we're all, you know, frantically, you know, trying to finish off the Christmas list, or, you know, whatever, you know, gatherings are going to look like this time of year. I mean, whatever's going on. Yeah, it's having those moments where we can really hear God's voice.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And it's so important, because, you know, like right now I've been doing several studies, and one in particular about Jeremiah. And there's so much about Jeremiah and the judgment of Israel that's going on at the time. And you consider what's happening in our country today, and you think, okay, how does this line up? How does this comport with history, you know, God's relationship with man, and what should be my response?
In what I love about this opportunity that we've all been given is to maintain sort of an attitude of curiosity, because you're right. I mean, with everything that's going on, if we're willing to be curious, if we're willing to ask the questions, God, what is going on? What do you have for me? What are you trying to teach me? How do you want me to show up? What does loving, you know, look like? When so many things have changed? But if we don't maintain that attitude of curiosity, being willing to really to notice and to ask questions, that's actually one of my favorite tips for relationships, especially marriage, is if we're willing to maintain that attitude of curiosity, one, it's going to rock your relationship with God.
Yes.
Because he's faithful and he's going to teach you, but it also, it can change your marriage as well, or whatever relationship is important to you. If I'm willing to to approach my wife, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Erin,
right.
You know, if I'm willing after 29 years to keep pursuing her with an attitude of, you know what, one lifetime isn't long enough to really get to know you.
Exactly.
I'm gonna keep learning. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep adding to the knowledge that I have. Man, that's a part of what will keep not only my marriage strong, but that same thing will keep my relationship strong with God, because it's so easy to get
exactly.
into those routines. I've studied him enough. I know him. Well, you know mm-hmm. what? 800 million lifetimes
right.
would never be long enough to truly get to know this amazing father of ours.
Exactly. Well, and you would blow Erin away as she realizes that you are in pursuit of her in such a definitive manner that you want to know, and it keeps it fresh, doesn't it?
It really does, because there's a natural slow fade in every relationship. We enter into the familiar, we get comfortable, we assume we know, and what's interesting is that in Genesis, so the very first kind of directive towards the first married couple was talking about, you know, the man shall leave his wife and leave his parents and should cleave to his wife. Well, that word cleave actually means close pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great target for us to have within our marriage. How do I continue to closely pursue my wife? And that's always going to start with an attitude that I don't know everything about her. I can't assume. As COVID and quarantine and, you know, as life has so changed this past year, what does Erin need? How does mm-hmm. she want to be loved now? What are the losses? What's going on in her life that
exactly.
I want to pursue and understand?
Well, you're exactly right. And the thing in doing that, because it puts us in the position of being a servant, because I think one of the biggest problems we've had during this era, the challenge, Greg, is that we've gotten too much focused on ourselves as opposed to outward. And when you serve and you're thinking of others above yourself, you'd be surprised how that will stifle the chaos and bring some peace into the situation. But if it's all about you, forget it. You know, and, you know, this is what I believe one of the benefits of COVID and what it's been teaching us.
It's true, and I love that. There's a difference, though, between serving and sacrificing. Like, mm-hmm. serving is when I notice that my wife needs help, and I'm
right.
willing to say, hey, what can I do for you? Sacrificing is when I'm giving up something that I value for her. And,
right.
and those are two very different experiences, and you're right. COVID has, you know, we're sheltered, so when we're in one spot, it is easy to be all consumed with my own pain and my own frustration, my own losses,
mm-hmm.
what I want, and yet if we look for opportunities to serve, to help, but then more so, we take it to the deepest level, because Jesus said every day we need to bear our cross.
Yeah.
And what that means is that's him sacrificing his life. That means we
exactly.
sacrifice. So what would that look like, you know, practically?
Well, a little bit of service can go a long way, Dr. Greg Smalley, especially
exactly.
in this holiday season. Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Take care.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?